hour number two. And I invited for tonight, especially because of tonight, after what President Trump did today, signing his executive order, now keeping illegal alien invading families together on our dime, rather than separating the children. And by the way, the children, from all accounts of people who have been in, able to look, are being taken extremely good care of. But now the families stay together indefinitely, or until they have their day in court. Remember, since Gorsuch decision, that non-conservative, ultra-liberal decision, that every illegal invader into this country will have a day in court. That set everything back years and years and years. So there we are. Now, Donald Trump says, okay, the families will stay together. But people now are enraged, especially the Democrats. How dare you hold these people, even as a family? Bill Gein is back with us tonight from ALIPAC, the most effective organization. Well, there's none more than ALIPAC in terms of fighting this illegal invasion of America. And I asked Bill to come back tonight to talk about what happened today and give us his opinion on it. But in all seriousness, what do these Democrats think, Bill, is going to happen or should happen with these people? Kamala Harris is saying they shouldn't be held. Well, what's the obvious next sentence? They should be released into the general populace of America. Is that what they're saying? I guess it is.
Well, first, Jeff, I want to thank you for having me back tonight. You know, when I was on last night, we had over 35 new people, mostly, I think, coming from your show, signed up for our email alerts at ALIPAC, and it was really, really encouraging to have those new volunteers on board helping us fight this thing today.
Second, terrific, terrific.
Second is, things are, me personally, I haven't slept since the last time we talked, so caveat on my messages and
not
my accuracy.
To worry.
and third, things are very chaotic right now, okay? I'm looking in the tea leaves and the computer crystal ball here, and I'm taking in a lot of different information from different locations, as I'm sure you do as well. Yeah. And there's a lot of confusion about what is happening right now on these amnesty bills, and what's going to happen tomorrow, what's likely to happen tomorrow. And a lot of that confusion is being caused by the thing that you asked me about there, that, you know, Trump signed an executive order to keep families together. And so as we're warning people that Trump just endorsed two illegal alien amnesty bills being voted on by Congress tomorrow, a lot of these people on Facebook and social media think we're talking, you know, that we're being critical of what he did today, caving to the Democrats.
No. They're missing the whole point. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the way things work in the age of Facebook and Twitter, you know.
Right.
Everybody's talking, very few people listening. It's like some big cocaine party. So we've got a situation where there's confusion about Trump. I really wish that we had an open case to make to let everybody know that they need to call the White House and explain to Donald Trump they do not support the amnesty bills he endorsed today. And that's a very important thing to do.
Bill, important. When you say he endorsed amnesty bills today, we're going to have to go into this and explain a little bit more to people to help them understand. These are congressional bills, all right?
Right.
They're not, they didn't come from the executive branch. Go ahead.
Well, the executive branch and parts of it, like Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner and others, have been working to get these bills together. These are Trump's bills. I think it was Representative Steve Scalise said these are Trump's bills. These are Trump's amnesty bills. There are two bills that Congress is planning on voting for tomorrow. One is the Good Lot Bill, H.R. 4760, which has divided my immigration enforcement movement. Our organization, ALIPAC, opposes H.R. 4760 because it would give amnesty to over 700,000 DACA illegal aliens.
Right.
But it does contain lots of great-sounding language about reducing chain migration, which, of course, I support.
No, no. You outlaw chain migration. You outlaw anchor babies. You don't reduce. You outlaw.
Well, I'm just saying the bill is packed full of the type of things that and one of the largest groups in my movement, Numbers USA, has joined the amnesty side because they've been supporting the Good Lot Bill. And that's very important, I think, for your listeners to understand where we're at tonight, because what it looks like to me is that Paul Ryan and Representative Bob Goodlatte, who's retiring this year, both of them are retiring, so they can do any slimy thing they want.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to go run and be fat cat lobbyists for the rest of their life, okay? The Goodlatte bill, as it's been known, Goodlatte's name is on Speaker Ryan's bill, which is the compromise bill, which would give amnesty to 1.8 million illegal aliens. So there's two bills, and now there's confusion between the more conservative Goodlatte bill, which Numbers USA, much to my regret, has been supporting up to this
moment. I'm very disappointed to hear that. I don't understand. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, we've been notifying our email list and taking Numbers USA to task on it and whatnot. But see, what Numbers USA has done is they've taken us to the brink of amnesty, and now Ryan and Goodlatte are pulling a bait-and-switcheroo tactic, okay, to where a lot of the lawmakers who have not read the bill. I've watched three different lawmakers. I watched Representative Jim Jordan on, I think, Fox News, and a clip from a Lou Dobbs show of another representative. All of them are saying they haven't read either of these bills. They're voting tomorrow night, but they haven't read these bills, but they've already lined up to support it. And I'm going to tell you something very scary that I just
Unbelievable.
Found out.
Let me say one thing. Really, anyone voting on a major piece of legislation or any legislation that becomes law or will become law and they haven't read it, they should be tossed. That's not representation.
Well,
I don't want any excuses. You read the damn bill or you don't vote on it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Jeff, that I found out since we last spoke last night that I haven't told anybody else in the world this outside of the inner leadership of AliPAC. There are about 8 or 9 incumbents that we endorse that are now co-sponsors on the Goodlatte amnesty.
Oh, my God.
And I can tell you who to blame for that. I know with all my heart that's Numbers USA is doing. Numbers USA has been up there telling them, don't worry about AliPAC. We're the big hitter. We'll protect you.
No.
We'll take care of you if you cut this amnesty deal. And apparently that's what Donald Trump, in his meeting with lawmakers, Representative Dave Ratt reports that Trump told the GOP lawmakers that he would sign either bill, that he supports both amnesty bills, and not to worry about any type of backlash because he's got their back. You see, Trump has taken ownership.
No.
He has taken ownership of the illegal immigration issue, and he's got so many people drinking his Kool-Aid that he's telling them that they won't face any type of GOP primary challenge or repercussions from the majority of their constituents that oppose these amnesties because he's going to protect them.
Bill, I can't believe what I'm hearing here. Let me go back to what you said, that these are Trump amnesty bills. They did come from Kushner, Princess Ivanka, etc. Is that really the sum total?
I'm not saying they're the full origins. I'm saying that the
White House contributed to them. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and Donald Trump told Republican lawmakers 24 hours ago that he supports and will sign both bills.
All right. I am disgusted. I'm going to say this again. How many times does Trump's base have to be stabbed in the back before they figure it out?
Well, a lot of people that are in my camp get it and understand it, and they're not happy about it, but they're willing to stand and hold Trump accountable. There's a lot of other people out there that don't get it, don't understand it, or they are getting it, but they're not willing to hold Trump accountable because, you know, he's under attack from the socialists on the left so much. I mean, just today, looking at what Melania Trump and Barron had to put up with from, Fonda, you know.
Yeah.
And every time that happens, everybody feels sympathy for Trump, and they've heard so many lies about Donald Trump. I mean, you can almost forgive them for this. They've been lied to so much. They've heard so many people lie about Donald Trump that when you come along with a truth that would hurt, that would really cost them support, like, hey, Donald Trump lied to us all during the campaign, said he was against amnesty, said he would enforce our laws adequately for many years before there would be any discussions about amnesty, and he's broken those promises and now just endorsed two amnesty bills up for a vote tomorrow night in Congress. They don't want to believe it. Two, you know how energy is. They don't really have a place to go, all right? And they've invested themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of these people have invested themselves. Heck, I mean, you know, we talked about it last night about how the losses I took by supporting Trump on these issues. And so, you know, they don't want to break from it. So, you know, we put out the meme today. We do have people calling. If you go to AliPAC.us, and you look in our announcement sections, you'll see the two email alerts we put out today. One is our full spread calls to Congress. And, you know, even though it's 11 o'clock here on the at night on the East Coast, you can still call these congressional offices and fill those voicemails up with calls against Amnesty.
Bill, you are so mentally articulate and sharp, and you keep saying we were on last night. You haven't slept. It was two nights ago.
It was
Monday night.
Time flies when you don't sleep, my friend.
Yeah, so, that's the darn truth.
But, I went to bed last night. I just couldn't turn my mind off about this. I was like, oh, God, they've got us. They're going to pass this thing. I'm going to have to put together a press release about how the war to save America from illegal immigration has been lost. And much like a deer that's been pierced by an arrow, the country gets to stumble around a little bit longer. But we're done, you know, and we're still in that. But tonight I'm starting to see some cracks. The problem we have is that Numbers USA and Center for Immigration Studies and all of the things that we used to do to beat these amnesty bills are sort of like big ships, you know, these big tankers in the ocean, Jeff. You can't just turn them on a dime. They take many miles. And long periods of time to turn. So Numbers USA has taken us to the brink, and now I'm reading one of their alerts that somebody forwarded me, and they're screaming and crying because the new bill that has the big amnesty in it with none of the immigration enforcement promises that they wanted in the original good lot H.R. 4760 bill, well, now it's H.R. 6136, the good lot Denim Ryan bill. So Goodlatte has put his name on both of the freaking bills. And the 6136 gives amnesty for at least 1.8 million illegal aliens. It has...
Does that include DACA?
Yeah, it's like DACA times three.
Yeah.
It creates a special merit-based green card system, path to citizenship. It does not include the e-verify system to prevent illegals from working.
Oh, my God.
It only gives a partial end to chain migration, and it's border security maybe. It includes $25 billion for improving border security, but the funding could be rescinded by a future Congress or president.
$25 billion for border security. We have a United States military that is in over 150 or 160 countries around the world. Bring them home, deploy them on the border, give them the high technology, issue a 30-day warning in advance that they will shoot to kill anyone attempting to illegally invade this country. Sorry, that'll end it. That will end it. 12 Americans a day are killed by illegal aliens, as you well know. Maybe it's higher than that now. If we were to shoot, I'm sorry, let me finish. If we were to shoot half a dozen or a dozen, shoot them in the legs, okay? Shoot not to kill. Shoot them. Stop them. The word will spread like at the speed of light. No more immigration. That will stop it. That's the only thing that will stop it. What you've just outlined for me is another enormous betrayal of America. Enormous.
It is, but I'll tell you what could stop it tomorrow. If the president held a camp press conference and said, in 30 days, I'm going to start doing my job, honoring my oath of office in the Constitution, and I'm going to crack down and start enforcing our existing immigration laws. And I advise all illegal immigrants currently in the United States to get your affairs in order and to exit. And if you show up at certain points designated on our map on the Canadian and Mexican border, we will let you and your belongings and your family leave without any penalty. If we have to come get you, we're going to seize your assets. We're going to seize your bank accounts to reimburse the American taxpayer you've been ripping off. There would be so many illegal aliens. Illegal immigration would reverse within 48 hours.
Yeah.
Mexico would have to set up aid stations. The whole thing is happening, Jeff.
Yeah.
Not because we don't have walls with guns and bullets flying. The whole thing is happening because the defenses of the United States have been paralyzed on the executive branch level for at least the last three administrations. And the rest of the world knows that. That America has no immigration enforcement credibility. You saw what happened right after Trump got elected. They all thought he was going to do what he said he was going to do on the campaign, and illegal immigration dropped by over 70% just because they believed he was going to
That's all it took. That's all it took. What happens tomorrow when he signs? Green light, come on up. Come on up from Central America. Come on up from Mexico. Come on up from South America. Come on over from China. Come on over from the Middle East. Come over from Africa. Don't worry about a thing. That's
right. Billions are coming. If this gets signed into law, billions are coming. And the reason the surge is back on at the border and worse than it was under Obama is because Trump has been focused and Congress have been focused on amnesty. That's creating the surge. That's why they're coming. They're now coming for Trump's amnesty. And you're going to see press releases from us and a lot of language talking about Trump's amnesty from this point forward, because I hope we can still stop these bills tomorrow. There's a chance that if Numbers USA took us, support the good lot bill, support the good lot bill. Well, tonight they finally sent out and said, stop the good lot H.R. 6136 bill. Okay.
Well, that's half of it.
Well, it may be too little too late, but tomorrow morning, early 8, 9 a.m. East Coast time, we've got to get everybody back on the phones to Congress, and they've got to come to work tomorrow, and they've got to look at their messages and say, oh, my God, people are really angry about these bills. Maybe we should back off. Or maybe it might be the Democrats that save us again. Last time, the Democrats balking and not wanting to give Trump a win on this thing saved us. If that happens and we get a reprieve, we've got to go after Trump. We've got to start pulling people out of Trump's camp and educating them and deflating this problem, because we've created a monster here where that monster promised us he would do his job, and now he is, trying to push the same immigration reform amnesty that Alipac and Rents.com have fought to stop since 2005 and 2006. So, we know what needs to start happening.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I got to tell you, earlier today I was pretty disheartened, but tonight seeing Numbers USA starting to turn around, I haven't reviewed it yet, but I heard that Congressman Dave Brat was on Laura Ingraham's show saying mm-hmm. something about the good lot bill is dead, and he thinks that the other one may fail. So
Trump may not have anything to sign tomorrow, but that isn't going to necessarily sway his momentum to sign something.
Well, right now I think things are very fluid. And here is a report from one of my Alipac activists. Because, one of the things about Alipac.us, we're the largest archive of information about illegal immigration in the world.
You have it all. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And our site, it's older and it's rustic and a little difficult to use sometimes, but our people, they're working now. And here's the message to me. William, this is what Rep. Dave Brat said within the last hour. He and Laura both said it had more things aligned with what the president requested, but that it was dead in the water. They ended the interview with Laura asking, what about the Ryan compromise bill? Dave Brat answered that he did not see it passing. We know, however, that Paul Ryan is working on some trick for an amnesty tonight. It may be tinkering with the bill that so-and-so has listed.
Mm-hmm.
The situation is sort of fluid. And we've also got a report coming out of Breitbart that they're having trouble. Scalise is having trouble whipping the total number of votes. Okay, so it's a very fluid situation here, and I don't want anybody out there that within the sound of my voice to think for 1 minute that that no action is required here. If you hear anything that translates into, oh, I don't have to worry about that or do anything, it's the wrong message. Okay, we've got to get people in the morning calling these members of Congress, calling the Trump administration, calling talk radio shows, everything from Rush Limbaugh to Hannity to Michael Savage, whatever talk radio show people can get on, whatever article they can post on. We've got to get people focused on stopping those amnesty bills. And it looks like, when the sun comes up tomorrow morning, we might have maybe 10 to 12 hours to do that.
We've done it before. It can be done. It can be done. This is really... Wow. I'm just overwhelmed at the betrayal. I don't know what other word to use. I just don't get it. All the guy's got to do is just tell it like it should be, like he promised. He ain't going to do it.
Well, betrayal. Imagine how I felt when I looked and saw 8 or 9 of the candidates we've been endorsing on the Good Lot co-sponsor.
I can't. You must have been doubly sickened.
I haven't even told my membership that yet. I haven't even put that out. I'm going to put something out in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them to call, but I don't want to discourage people too much. I think one of the things I'm probably going to be asking our Alipac people to do in the morning is to focus on getting those people turned to no votes. We may have our people calling the Alipac endorsed list and saying, hey, this is Bob Smith, and I've been supporting Representative Dave Bratt through Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, which endorses and supports him. If Representative Bratt votes for either of these amnesty bills, he will lose the Alley PAC endorsement and be removed to the cantor list of Republicans that need to be replaced in the nearest GOP primary. And that's probably going to be our focus in the morning, so that we can try to turn back some of these people that Numbers USA and Donald Trump have turned towards, and Ryan have turned towards these amnesty bills.
I just can't believe we're sitting here having this conversation again. Another betrayal. Where's the wall? Where's all this crap? We knew from the beginning. You knew, I knew intuitively, if not factually, he was a fraud. We weren't going to get it. We weren't going to get what we were promised.
Well, I knew there was a possibility that he was
you're more optimistic
fraud.
Than I. Yeah.
But, you know, we had no choice with Hillary Clinton, and he told us all. The thing that really, there are two things that drew me into supporting him. One, he did break a barrier. He did put a spotlight and put the victims of illegal alien crimes on his stages, which had never been done before. These people that I've been working with
what has he
years,
done? What has he done about that lately?
Well, nothing. And a lot of the people that were on stages with him say they feel like he used them like props.
You got it.
But that went a long way with me. And then he claimed that his experience with the illegal immigration issue, that he had had, trying to remember the word, but he had had some type of evolved on it, or had had some type of big epiphany or change on it. And this struck a chord with me because over the 14 years I've been fighting illegal immigration through Alley PAC, I've seen that a lot of Americans have said that to me. They're like, William, I did not know how bad things were. I spent 3 or 4 hours reading on your website. I'm a changed person. I have a different viewpoint than I had before going into this thing. And so it was very similar to what other people have told us. I'm very upset and disappointed that it wasn't real, that he couldn't be trusted. I even had a little fantasy tonight over dinner that, like, maybe God will do something and he'll turn back and actually be the man he campaigned to be. But right now he's not.
And, no, he's not.
And I'm willing to hold him to account for that.
Well, we have to. That will have to be our next mission if he goes ahead and does. I'll be here to support it. Alley PAC and William Gein have from the beginning, in my view, that's why I've always published, or almost always published, Bill's things when I get them and see them. He has been more direct and honest and honorable in his assessment and analysis of the actual situation we face than any of the other groups, in my view. I'm not putting them down, none of them. I will put Numbers USA down for doing what they did. Now they're trying to reverse field? Ah, oh, come on, man. No, that doesn't work. But Alley PAC and William Gein have been, in my view, the premier group. And maybe not in numbers, maybe not in members, but they have told the truth from the beginning. No unvarnished games are played here. It's all straight, honest reality. So keep it up. And I just, God, I'm sick about this. It just makes me ill.
Well, I just mean, you know, it's the hours looked pretty dark before, right before these votes.
They have. I've been there. You've been there more than I, but I know.
And sometimes the crack in the wall doesn't appear until the final moments.
Well, if we've got to stop these two bills, all right, we don't want to give the guy, the betrayer in chief, anything to sign. We know he likes to be liked. We know he wants to be accepted. We know he wants to get along. We know he wants that Nobel Peace Prize. God, the summit with North Korea, what a joke. Anyhow, we've got to stop this, and I don't... If you've got some things you want me to put up on my homepage, send me something. I will put it up. Go and look at the homepage if you get a chance. So look where I have the Hawaii special. It's right at the top of the page. I'll take that down and put your stuff up there tomorrow or right now tonight. You send it over tonight. Have your people send it over. I'll get that up. And,
well, the next things I'll be sending will be in the morning. I did two today. I hate to do more than one a day on my email list.
Well, just send me what you get, and it'll go right up.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeff. And once again, anybody out there listening, you know, we got a lot of reinforcements off my show with you two nights ago. Anybody that's willing to help us with this battle, maybe make some calls or want to stay tuned to hear, find out who won or lost, please join our email alerts at www.alipac.com. allypac.us. That's allypac.us. Our email alerts, we never share your information with anyone else, and you can unsubscribe anytime you like. But those emails, signing up for them and making sure they come to your inbox, not your spam folder, and reach you is the best way. We do have Twitter account and Facebook account, which you can join for your convenience, but please be aware that the Silicon Valley corporations of Google, Twitter, and Facebook censor us on a regular basis, and you can't count on them to let you know what you need to know when you need to know it. It's the emails that do the trick.
Can't count on them for anything. Nothing.
No, sir.
Nothing. All right, we have to take a break. Hold on. Bill Gein and I will be right back after this. What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com. And sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com. Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. Finally, something truly revolutionary that millions of Americans are just about to discover. The word is Elevate, the most remarkable advance in coffee ever, and it's making coffee drinking a revolutionary new adventure. Elevate is the world's smartest coffee. This delicious, specially formulated premium dark roast Colombian instant coffee delivers a basket full of welcome surprises. Among them, Elevate suppresses your appetite and actually burns away fat. It gives you long-lasting energy with no shakiness or tension. And here's the big one. Elevate also lifts your mood and encourages happiness and feelings of well-being that many say they haven't felt in years. Elevate, the next generation in coffee. Look for the Elevate Coffee banner on Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus-year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
with Alipac, alipac.us, and its founder, William Gheen, G-H-E-E-N, Bill, is here, and he alluded earlier to the confusion. There is confusion out there. There's a lot going on right now, a lot of arm twisting, a lot of talking. We've got to hit this in the morning. Bernie Sanders, of course, the arched communist, a left-wing liberal, who was in the most communistic of all the kibbutzes in Israel, is now screaming and yelling that Trump's executive order merely replaces one inhumane act with another in response to the overwhelming public outrage at his policy of tearing children away from their parents at the border. This administration thinks the appropriate response is to indefinitely detain entire families. That's basic Bernie, okay? Kamala Harris, the senator from California, says much the same thing. I guess these people want these families all just released on their own recognizance.
Mm-hmm.
No, they should be bused to the damn border and shown south on a compass. Start walking. That's the end of it. This has got to be dealt with. And Trump keeps using and abusing these ancient truths about politics. If you do not enforce your borders, you're no longer a country. He keeps talking about that. But he will not enforce the borders. That whole caravan that came across Mexico from Guatemala, they're all in here. They got in. This is an invasion. Trump, as commander-in-chief, has an obligation to send the United States Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, whatever, to the border to stop this. And it can be done. We don't need to be in 165 different countries, killing and maiming and plotting and scheming and overthrowing governments and pushing regime change. We need to be home. That's what he talked about in the campaign. It was all a lie. Go ahead, Bill. I'm just
well. Something here has just come on my screen just now, Jeff. That it's a Washington Post article, and you got to be careful about anything you read from the Communist Post. But at the same time, if it's something that they don't want to admit, but basically this article. It says Ryan and Meadows clash on the House floor, leaving immigration bills on thin ice. And after reading,
Meadows screamed
this,
at him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So this may very well be our key to beating these tomorrow. It says that a House immigration bill, the amnesty bill, meticulously negotiated by Republicans, appeared to be on the brink of failure ahead of the planned Thursday vote, after Speaker Paul D. Ryan and a top conservative leader engaged in an unusual heated floor confrontation Wednesday. Representative Mark Meadows from my home state of North Carolina. And by the way, folks, Meadows is from the mountainous western region of North Carolina. He is the reddest congressional district, one of the most solid Republican conservative districts in the country up there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Meadows argued with Ryan in plain view of other lawmakers, aides, and reporters during the Wednesday afternoon vote, a dispute that Meadows later confirmed surrounded the immigration vote scheduled for Thursday. The typically mild-mannered Meadows could be seen repeating, quote, "It doesn't matter," as Ryan spoke to him, and he walked away from Ryan at one point only to return to continue arguing. Speaking to reporters afterward, Meadows accused Ryan and other House leaders of a bait-and-switch. I'm going to repeat that. Accused Ryan and other House leaders of a bait-and-switch, agreeing to a deal on what would be contained in the compromise legislation, only to have key provisions out of the final text. Quote, "There were things that were supposed to be in the compromise bill that everyone agreed to," Meadows said. "The talking points do not match the legislative text. The 11th-hour blow-up added another wrinkle to a tumultuous six-week-long process, touched off when a group of moderate Republicans tried to file a discharge petition to force votes on immigration and amnesty legislation." Mm-hmm. And so it basically, the negotiations came to a head last week with a handshake agreement to vote on two bills, and it looks like Paul Ryan and his team are screwing everybody, which is no surprise to me, but it looks like the more conservative Freedom Caucus under Meadows may have, spotted some things. And somebody on their staff must have actually read the bill, Jeff, and, found some real crud in there that wasn't, was left out. So that may be something that I've got my activists here that will be working through the night. You guys are 3 hours behind us over there in California, so if any of you'd like to create accounts and get on here and help us with the research, this information here is something we may put into tomorrow. We'll have one, maybe two email blast or releases we can put out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, we've mm-hmm. got over 50,000 people on our email alerts at allypack.us mm-hmm. who are waiting for us to tell them who to call, what to say, what strategy to take on. And there's
John,
different...
I wish you had a million. You deserve it. This
well, I appreciate yeah. it, Jeff. You know, I want to ask you something. Has your website traffic changed? Ours has been pushed down. Google has been messing with us pretty bad over the last
you know, honestly,
year or two.
Don't watch what Google says my ratings are. I know what they do with their algorithms. I know how they are lying and constantly playing with numbers and driving important websites down. That's what they do. Their numbers are bogus. I pay no attention to them.
Okay. Well, they have, you know, Google had been our sort of bread and butter for a long time as far yeah. as how people could find our website. And apparently, you know, they've been messing with us pretty bad. They're trying
you
to
bet.
Get us where
you
people
bet.
Can't hear us. So.
No, that's exactly what they're doing. They're all in it together. Look, the Internet is owned by... it's owned by international Zionism, okay? They own every main tentacle of the Internet. They own it. This is a Zionist enterprise. You've got to get over it. Bolshevik, Marxist, communist, Zionist enterprise. That's who owns it. These are private businesses, quote, end quote, but they're not really, but that's how they are in the legal books. They're private, so they can do what they want. Here's Newt Gingrich. Let's hear how he tries to, what's a minute and 13 seconds. I want to hear how Newt tries to waltz around this border politics and these two bills issue. And today's, it was really, he was livid. And Meadows was screaming at that little worm, Ryan. Here's Fox News. Let's take a listen.
Today on the House floor, you saw Mark Meadows get in the face of the House Speaker. Obviously, there's some back and forth about whether the compromise bill is all that the conservative side of the House really believes it is. Really got in his face today. It's a tough issue to solve, even legislatively.
Yeah, one of the problems, and I've said this starting with President Bush's effort to solve it, that any comprehensive reform gathers more opponents than allies in terms of getting to 218 in the House or to 60 in the Senate. And I've always thought you had to break the bill down into six or eight parts, see if you can get a majority for each part one by one,
and recognize...
And
go one by one on the bills.
And recognize that the majority may change. On some bills, you might actually get Democrats to vote for it. On other bills, you might get most of the Republicans to vote for it. But I think when you bring them all into one place, they aggregate more people voting no than voting yes. That's been a consistent story now for I guess 10 or 12 years, and it's a real problem for us as a country. I mean, people should not underestimate how important it is for a country to be able to control its border.
Well, thanks, Newt. A novel idea, isn't it? Yeah, he didn't say much of anything, really.
No, he's not going to fight again. He's not going to say anything that could. He is pointing out some of the problems with trying to pass a big immigration reform bill, but Newt is not going to do anything to disrupt that apple cart because he's on their team. I remember when he ran for president several cycles back,
yeah.
And he was actually showing some promise in the GOP primary, and then we found out that DREAM Act, amnesty, illegal aliens were guests of honor at his D.C.
yeah.
Political Action Committee lobbyist fundraiser, and that Newt was on board with the DREAM Act. Amnesty. So, and once we've ever spotted anybody like Newt Gingrich or Mike Huckabee as being in the globalist camp or down with the illegal alien amnesty, none of them have ever really transitioned or come back to the American patriot side after that. So,
no, that's a very important point. All right, just to recap again, to keep it real simple, there are two bills that may pass tomorrow, and if they do, Trump has promise to sign both of them, either
well,
or.
It's still got to get through the Senate.
Yeah.
And we'll fight them in the Senate, and then we'll all go begging Trump to veto it if it passes in the Senate. But we're not going
Why
to...
Why do we have to... I mean, I'm speaking rhetorically here. Here we are having to beg the President of the United States to do not only what he promised his electorate and his base he would do, but to do what the Constitution mandates that he does. How insane does this get?
The Constitution says specifically, Article 4, all states shall be protected from invasion.
Yes.
Trump could put the military and missile batteries on the border if he wanted to at any moment.
Right now.
And seize wide powers to get these illegal immigrants out of here under the constitutional Article 4, and they could throw lawsuits at him all day and night.
He could just do it.
He should do it.
He could. He should. If he were a constitutional president, a true American, he'd do it. He would have done it a long time ago. He's been in office over 500 days now. I've been bitching about this guy since the first day in office when I could see he was not going to follow through.
Right.
Yeah, the TPP. Okay, people talk TPP. Well, what happened 6 weeks ago? He appointed a committee to study the TPP again to see if, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to get rid of it. And then he gave that up. The guy doesn't, he's like a weather vane in a tornado. He goes this way, that way. You can't count on him. And now we got Princess Ivanka and Jerry Kushner in the background. Do you remember? Do you remember this, Bill? I think four or five months ago, Trump ordered both of them out of the White House and to move back to New York. I laughed. I said, "They're not going anywhere. They haven't." No, the Mossad has its man in the White House. They're not going to lose that guy. He's there. This is no joke.
Well, our main mission right now with Trump is to stop him and the members of Congress from throwing America beyond the point of no return. And that point of no return is any significant amnesty for illegal aliens legislation, even if being signed into law. It won't matter. People need to understand.
The geopolitical psychology is enormous.
Well, if it gets signed into law, and the signal goes out across the globe that millions of illegal aliens that broke in are being allowed to stay, you could build a wall half a mile tall with a machine gun nest on it. It will not be able to stop the pressure of the billions that will come here.
And not one word is being said about the United Nations Muslim Black African so-called refugee resettlement program that Trump continues to allow to function 24/7. He will not even talk about it. And these people are coming in here under cover of darkness on UPS 747s, on all kinds of aircraft. And they're being taken by bus, by van, by smaller feeder air carriers to locations that are in the heartland of America. These are invaders. Our own government is allowing these invaders and facilitating and aiding and abetting them to come in here and begin to set up camp.
Well, that's why when you look at our AllyPack.us platform, we talk to our supporters extensively about that issue. And it is part of the AllyPack platform. It says, most AllyPack supporters also believe, quote, "We oppose the excessive and reckless United Nations resettlement programs that are bringing in large numbers of refugees from Syria and other Muslim nations at the expense of U.S. taxpayers when this form of immigration is clearly putting the security of our citizens at risk." And so that's what you're talking about there. That's part of our organizational platform.
I know.
By the demand of our
You're the only
our,
one
our
who's
supporters.
Talking about it at all. I don't know anybody else who is. Here's another one for you, a quickie. In Spain, the boat called the Aquarius, the big orange boat that had hundreds of black Africans on it, seeking asylum. It's an NGO boat, maybe a Soros boat. They were picked up on the Mediterranean at the 12-mile mark or whatever it was, put on this boat and brought to Italy. Well, the Italian government said, "No, you're not docking here. Go away." Malta said, "No, you're not docking here." Well, Spain, still under the thumb and the boot of communist Marxism, said, "Well, bring them over here. We'll take them." Well, the story today is dozens, maybe more, hundreds of Spanish university and college students have been thrown out of their dormitories, which have now been turned over as housing for these black Africans, 90-plus% of which are fighting-age males to live in on campuses. And to
they're
go
doing
around,
something similar in Sweden. Sweden, they're moving people out of their homes to put Muslim refugee illegal immigrants into Swedish homes and neighborhoods. And
they did it in Germany, too.
Yes, so it's global, and you're right about them being Soros votes. You know, that's one of the reasons the media is so hostile towards Russia and Putin right now is because they've made it illegal for Soros to spend his money trying to overthrow the Russian governance systems.
Right.
And I believe Hungary has also run him out. And I'll be honest with you, I really think that the Russians have shown great leadership on this. I think that their recovery and their security, you don't hear things about Muslims taking over school systems.
No problems at all.
And mass slaughtering their children anymore.
Nope.
And since Putin started locking up freaks like Pussy Riot and other, you know, left-wing punk rockers. And, you know, because Soros, he fuels what's called revolutions of color. He comes in and they adopt into the political systems of a nation, and then all this money starts coming in from all these different tentacles that the average citizens in these countries can't detect or compete with. Yeah. And, you know, imagine right now, here in the United States of America, how many tens of thousands of people are on the Soros payroll?
God only knows.
It's an army, and they're out
Black
there
Lives
every
Matter,
day.
Black Lives Matter, all of it. Come on.
SPLC, ADL, you know. And,
by the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center now has been found out to have at least $90 million offshored in apparently Caribbean accounts and offshore banks. $90 million. That was the story today. And they're always begging for money for Holocaust reparations, whatever.
If there's a good attorney out there listening somewhere, I really need an attorney that we can afford. I'd love to sue the pants off the Southern Poverty Law Center for the defamation that they've thrown at me. And apparently that's another thing. I've got a little storage place on my website out of view that I'm tucking away. There's been a rash of articles floating in about lawsuits against the Southern Poverty Law Center, or as we call them, the Southern Poverty Lie Center. One article, I'll just tell you the title of it, PJ Media says about 60 organizations are considering a lawsuit against the SPLC following a $3 million NAWA settlement. So someone just successfully sued the Southern Poverty Law Center, and now other groups, hopefully like mine, are about to sue them as well. So, but, you know, it's all about finding an attorney that we could work with. So if there's any attorneys out there listening.
Any patriot attorneys, real Americans out there.
Man, I need to talk to you. Please come visit me at alipac.us and, make contact because, we can raise some funds and get something going there and do the country a great big favor because they try to terrorize people not to fight back against illegal immigration and stuff and will jump on you and call you names. And, you know, that is one thing about it, Jeff, is, you know, if these people win this thing and whatever, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I'd have to start my own business doing something else. I don't think I'm employable by any, you know, mainstream major corporations because I've had probably 20 different Soros groups all try to convince people I'm the devil. It makes things, you know, difficult.
No higher compliment could you get than to be dunned by those people. I think you really need, not that you have the time, but if you ever want to do a radio program, a regular program, Monday through Friday, whatever, you got a home here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jeff. I've always wanted to do a little radio. I used to do some radio shows a long time ago on Republic Broadcasting.
Yeah, RBN, yeah.
Yeah, are those guys still going out there somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The only thing was that they told me they could get me on some terrestrial stations, and it never seemed to work out.
It doesn't. Well, radio is not much terrestrial anymore, to be honest. It's smartphones, it's internet, it's some satellite. But we'll talk if we get to that point, and I will. You've got a place here. We got some great people on.
Will this show be on a podcast where anybody can listen to it later?
I can get that done, and I'll send you the file tonight. You can send it to your whole list.
That would be wonderful because sometimes an interview like this, Jeff, is a really good way for me to get a lot of people brought up to speed at one time.
Yeah, I'm not joking about that. I will put you on the air. We'll get you. We'll get you a place if we need to get there. So we'll do that.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. We have tomorrow morning, first thing, I want all of you who are caring about this country and want to hold this disgusting government, at least to the best of our ability, accountable, go to alipac.us and check it out. See what the message is in the morning and do what you can. How long does it take to call? Come on, seriously. They'll have the numbers for you. How long does it take? I know emails get the delete key, but if you call and you can get a live person on there somehow, even if you can raise hell and leave a voicemail, what's your preference? What's the best?
Well, we get people starting off a lot of times calling their own congressional representative, which carries a lot of weight, and then we'll ask them. Right now we're focusing on Republican lawmakers in the House.
Yeah.
And since we have a national network, we ask you to call the ones in your state first. And then if you have time, span out to the states around you. We have some people today that I know called over 100 offices that had the time.
Wow.
Because Alipac has been all about, you know, volunteers and people that volunteer for campaigns and elections.
Always
and
has
stuff
been.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've got some real workhorses in there, but then we've got other people that maybe just call their state, you know, and do what we can. Everybody put your shoulder to the wheel, and we all do what we can.
Okay, Bill, try and get some rest tonight. I know it'll be hard for you. Let me know tomorrow. I'll watch for your emails, whatever comes this way. I'll put up on the site right away and link it direct to your site. So just give me something to put up in the morning when you can, and I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Bill. All right, good night. Wow, is he working hard? He's doing the right thing. It's very simple. This is a constitutional republic, and it's being abused by everybody in government, with few exceptions. I am ashamed. We'll be right back.